Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russians crowded outside polling stations at noon on the last day of a presidential election, apparently heeding an opposition call to protest against President Vladimir Putin in a vote that offered them no real alternatives after he ruthlessly cracked down on dissent. Shortly after the last polls closed in Russia on Sunday, early returns pointed to the conclusion everyone expected, that Putin would extend his nearly quarter-century rule. According to Russia's Central Election Commission, he had some 87% of the vote, with about 80% of precincts counted. Putin only faced competition from three token rivals, and any public criticism of him or his war in Ukraine was stifled. VOA's Araj Arbasadi has more on protests across Russia.
At polling stations across the country, civil disobedience overlapped with civic duty. Vandals, tainted ballots, pouring ink in ballot boxes attempting to render votes illegible, with arson burning another polling station in the Sverdlovsk region. While in St. Petersburg, a woman hurled a Molotov cocktail at a polling station before authorities captured her as she tried to escape. The 2024 Russian presidential election marks the second in which residents of Ukraine's illegally annexed territory of Crimea cast their ballots. Ukrainian officials call it a sham. Araj Arbasadi, VOA News.
Thousands of people lined the streets of Dublin on Saturday. It was the annual St. Patrick's Day parade. According to organizers, it was the largest ever St. Patrick's Day parade, with 500,000 spectators thronging the parade route to watch 4,200 street performers, pageant companies, and marching bands hailing from Ireland and across the world. This is